Good morning and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. My guest on the show this morning is Mason County Lady Royals softball coach Brian Littleton. The Lady Royals have a record of 13 wins and 8 losses. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back with Mason County softball coach Brian Littleton right after this message.
People caring about people. That has been the Bank of Maysville's philosophy since they opened their doors in 1835. Big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you. The Bank of Maysville is right on the money, helping you get a jump on your finances. Checking and savings accounts, automatic bill paying, convenient banking locations, CDs and investment services, online banking, loans, retirement and trust accounts, plus much more. The Bank of Maysville, downtown, West 3rd Street and Walmart Way. Bank of Maysville, the oldest bank in Kentucky. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome here on Sports Talk. We've got Mason County Lady Royals softball coach Brian Littleton in studio. And Rabbit, we had you on during the Sweet 16 season. Was just getting started there, but you guys about 60% of the way through 12-8 this year.
Yes, thanks Travis for having us again. And I'm sure we're probably just repeating a lot of things we said that interview, but that's fine. Any chance you give us to talk about our program, we appreciate it.
A very young team. We'll start with that. Just a couple of upperclassmen, a lot of young kids that are having a lot of success, and I know the future is bright for your program.
Oh, yes. We're starting 4 to 5 freshmen every game and 2 to 3 sophomores. So we got 1 senior and 2 juniors, and then the rest are underclassmen, and got quite a few middle schoolers too as well.
You went to Tennessee there. When we talked at the Sweet 16, you hadn't gone to Tennessee, but went to Tennessee there. Went 2-2 in Tennessee, Cal Ripken experience. Played some very good teams and played them competitive.
Yes, that's what we was hoping for, competitive. Played a team from New York, and their pitcher was really, really solid, and she pitched really good against us. Made a couple of errors in the field, but competed with them. I think it was 3-1. We lost 3-1, but just a great team to start out with, and if I can't remember who we played next. I have to look at the schedule there. Do you see it on there?
Edgewood, Ohio.
Yeah, played Edgewood, Ohio. That's a Division I from over in Ohio, and had a walk-off hit to win that game 13-12, and then the next day we went 1-1 as well. But it was a great experience, and anytime you go there, it's a chance to get to know each other a little better, and it's more than just softball, but to compete too. And we had 4 good games and made us better.
You kind of mentioned, I saw some pictures on the Mexican Lady Royals softball page of doing fun stuff with the kids, and you alluded to it. You're down there to win games, but they're also kids, and these are the memories they're going to make for the rest of their life.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, when you go down there, it's all about the food too, so we always have that lined up where we're going to go. And then on the way down, we stop at Bucky's. It's the first time
I've been
there.
Everybody
does. Got to do that. Got to do that once.
You guys recently had the David Irie Classic at the Tom Brennan Boys and Girls Club. I stopped out. Big crowds for that. I know you had some weather that week leading up to it. I don't know if you played a game that week because the weather was awful, but
right.
I know Roger Barnett, his crew, you have a lot of volunteers, but the David Irie Classic, I went out there and watched, had a big crowd, and obviously David Irie and what he does for spinal cord research and scholarships and awareness, but had a big event there.
It was a great, great day, and we got up at 7 that morning. We told David, I think he texted me or called me that Monday of the week, and he's getting ready to order his t-shirts, and he didn't want to order them if we didn't think he was going to have it. And I communicated with Roger, and Roger said, we will make it happen. We got up Saturday morning at 7, and the coaches and some parents and of course Roger, and got the field ready. Delayed the games 3 hours and started them at 2 o'clock. But what a great day, and for David's foundation.
You guys win your first game over Lewis County there. Heck of a game. And I'll make the PSA for softball. The games are exciting. They're quick. You know, you had some nice crowds there. I've been to some home games. You've had some nice crowds there. But and I know those girls feed off that as well.
Yes, absolutely. The crowds we've had has been great. And we told the girls when we took over the program, if you're fun to watch, people will come and pay to watch you play. And they've done that. And we appreciate everybody that supports us.
Fell to Fleming K there in the championship. I know Fleming K's got a nice team. You're going to play them here in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, but fall to them in the championship game.
Yes, very, very good team. Just they hit the ball hard from top to bottom in the lineup. Got 2 really good pitchers, so that's another team that we haven't beaten since we've taken over, and that'll be a good hump game for us.
We talked about it at the state tournament. Talk about a team you haven't beaten in a while. You beat Clark County there on March the 13th, 14-4, and you texted me. And you can go on the KHSA scoreboard. Dates back to around 2000. First time you've beaten them, so I know trying to achieve some goals with a young team, beat teams, obviously compete for championships, and you know, you've coached your whole adult life where you've got to take baby steps before you can just full-on run.
That's exactly right. In the first 2 years, you know, there's the moral victories, and playing Harrison just the other night and only losing 8-0 and playing 7 innings to me is a moral victory. But we're at the point now in our program where we want victories. That was a big win against GRC for our program. Playing Pendleton last week, the first year I coached, we were down 16-0 after 1 inning, and they stepped off the bag twice to get the second and third out for us. So to compete with them and had a chance to win. So that's the baby steps you're talking about. And And now moral victories are great. We want victories against those teams now.
It snapped a long losing streak to Lewis County. I think it had been 8 or 9 years before you'd beaten Lewis. So, again, Plain Harrison, a full game. You know, I know there's no moral victories. You've never been that way, but you've got to crawl before you walk. That's
exactly right. I mean, and you think about Lewis County. They are our softball program. And to compete with them and now beat them this year, and then Chad Case does such a great job with their team and their program. And then Harrison County, the Persinger boys, what they've done with that softball program is amazing. And to compete with them shows where our program's heading.
You have the Keith Carver Classic coming up this weekend, and I think everyone listening today has a memory of Keith and what he meant to our community. I know his daughter Casey and I graduated together. He coached me in youth soccer or baseball, and his whole family. That's coming up this weekend, and the weather looks absolutely outstanding. Saturday, high of 79, so if you're out, stop out and watch some outstanding softball.
Yep, that's a Saturday, 10 o'clock. We play Nicholas at 10 and 12, Augusta. We'll play Ripley. I get to catch some of my old basketball players over there at Ripley, play a softball game. 2 o'clock, Nicholas plays Calvary Christian, and then at 4, we'll play Calvary Christian. So Keith Carver is such a great guy, and it means the world to me, and keep his memory alive with our classic.
Prom's also that day. The good thing, I guess, you have such a young team where you may have one or two or a handful of girls going, but you know, having so many young kids, not eligible for prom unless they get asked by an upperclassman.
Right. We scheduled this before we found out the date of the prom, so that's a good thing. A lot of young kids, they can fill in for the ones that will be going to the prom. And we got a couple that's, I guess they're going to have to start getting ready at 10 in the morning, so they're going to miss the 10 o'clock game. So it's a full day for the prom, but we got plenty of players we'll be able to play.
Let's go over your roster there, Rabbit. I know we kind of alluded to it. Got a lot of underclassmen. Just kind of talk a little bit about each girl.
Yes, okay. We got our eighth graders we just brought up. Claire Miller and Aubrey Gross, Taylan Sapp. Taylan, as a matter of fact, right now she's our second pitcher with Delana Rigg. Has come back. She's had an elbow injury, but she's recently come back here in the last week or two. We're just waiting for word that she can start pitching again. So Taylan's really stepped up and been big for us in our JV games. Freshmen, Kyla Turner, Kimber Ferguson, Anna Howe, Maggie Gerhard, Haley Allison, Reagan Workman, Bentley Shepherd, Sydney Ullery, and Delana Rigg. So we got a great, great freshman class there, and the numbers are great. Sophomores, we have Kaylin Gallagher, Carly Thomas, and Olivia Hughes. Our juniors, Reese Hardiman and Kinsey Gully, and our senior this year is Destiny Dow.
I know you have a good mix of middle school program as well. We kind of talked about that at the Sweet 16. A lot of young middle schoolers interested, a lot of dedicated coaches that, as you know, you've coached a number of years, built programs, won championships, you know, at AAU or middle school ball or whatever. And even at Ripley, you know, winning there. But, you know, it starts at those younger levels, making that interest known.
Absolutely. We got 45 total kids from 6th through 12th grade, 10 6th graders and 12 7th graders and 6 8th graders. And our middle school season is they play an A and a B game. So, you know, 18, 20 players is all you need. So with 28 total, most of the kids you would cut on that would be 6th graders. And we don't want to cut anyone because, you know, you cut 6th graders, they might not want to come back and play next year. So we're lucky that Manchester has a Sunday, 5-Sunday league and a tournament that we're participating in now. We take our 6th graders over there. That gets them reps, gives them a chance to play. And, you know, we take some beatings over there because we're going against 7th and 8th graders. But that gets them going. We've had 20 to 25 workouts with our 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. Our 7th and 8th graders have been rained out about 4 or 5 games. They've played 3 games so far. They're 2-1. Couldn't do this without J.C. Thomas and Courtney Burkhart and Brian Gross. That's such great help. Doing a great job with our middle school program.
Olivia Hughes, main pitcher for you guys in softball. We've talked over the years. You've got to have, you know, an ace where they can go pretty much every game. And, you know, Olivia doing an outstanding job, multi-sport athlete. And you kind of mentioned during the Sweet 16, her family's put a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of effort into making her kind of what she is and have an outstanding season. 98 innings pitched for you guys this season, just an ERA right at 4.
Can't brag on Olivia enough. She gets all the credit for that, every bit of it, because she's put in the work and put in the work in the offseason to where she's at. The first 2 years, I think our team ERA's been 7, 8, 9. You know, if you're going to compete in a region, win in a region, that ERA's got to be 1-2, and that's where the great teams are. And her get it down to 4 and working on it every week. And we're putting a lot on her because right now she's really our only pitcher. We got Taylan, we got Delana, hopefully get back. Bentley Shepherd, who loves the pitch and planning on, I think, to start taking lessons, has pitched some for us in the JV. As you know, as I know, fast pitch softball, you got to have the pitcher, and she's getting there.
Kinsey Gully leads you guys in batting average, .567. I know in the preseason she was a top 10 player in the region. I know you feel like you've got one of the better players in the region on your team, just a junior. junior, outstanding track athlete as well.
Absolutely. And when Kenzie goes, we go. She gets a single. She turns that into a triple two pitches later with her speed. We've got her now playing in her most natural position in center field as Kyla Turner stepped up and we moved her to short. So having her out there in center and KT at short, we got the middle covered. And like I said, when Kenzie goes, we go.
Yeah, Kyla batting 371 as well. And I know you've had several girls hit a couple homers and you post those on Facebook. And I think there was two the other night. I was at the Lewis game and I believe Carly hit one. Yes. And Workman hit one. Yep. So neat for those girls. I mean, you see the big leagues and whatnot, but to hit one out, I think the reaction's priceless.
Oh, I was telling my coach the other day, I've got the perfect eyesight in this. Not the home run, but to watch them when I'm coaching third come around second base and you see nothing but teeth. There's no better sight when a kid hits their first home run and watch them come around second and celebrating that.
What are you most proud of through 20 games? I know you've got about 10 games left, depending on the weather and whatnot, but what are you most pleased with this year so far?
Well, I thought our defense was going to get us some wins. And early in the season, we were making quite a few errors. But here in the last couple of weeks, our defense has picked up. That's what's got to be great for us. We've got to catch the outs to give us chances to win. That's what kept us in the game at Harris County. I think we made an error or two in the first inning. But after that, we caught the outs, kept us in the game. Of course, pitching has been great. Reese Hardiman moved to left with Shelby graduating and is now behind the plate for us. Another more natural position for her. And she's doing a great job. But each and every kid has improved from the time we took over and in this season. And I know we're talking like we're young, and we are. Harrison County has won two regions in a row with essentially eighth and ninth graders, so I don't like to use that excuse when they're doing it. But proud of all the girls and the effort they put in.
13 games left, so on the KHSAA, you can look at your all schedule, but obviously some of those are going to get rained out, and we talked about it. You know, you went a week there where I think it rained every single day. You right. Try to play as many games as you can, schedule them. If you overschedule, you can cancel some, but I know the girls, I know coaches would rather practice on some things, but they'd rather get out there
yes.
and play.
This last 2 weeks of our schedule is going to be solid. It's going to be solid and hopefully get us ready for the district and facing Ella Johnson, who Opie just sent me a text that she just got her 900th strikeout, varsity strikeout, and I think we've provided probably 40 or 50 of those to her, but congratulations to her. That's our goal. You know, we want goals. Most of our sports in Mason County win regions. Our goal right now at Mason County, hey, let's win this district and then take our chances. And to do that, we're going to have to go through Ella Johnson. But our schedule here this last 2 weeks, I'm hoping will prepare us for that.
Speaking of the district, you guys played Bracken earlier this season. They got you 9-2, and you alluded mm-hmm. to Ella Johnson and her younger sister as well. Two outstanding players. They've got an outstanding team. This weekend, they're actually playing there in the All-A State Tournament, softball state tournament. So, you know, outstanding program. Ella's an outstanding young lady, multi-sport athlete, and her younger sister as well is a heck of a player. But if you've got an outstanding pitcher, they kind of go as she goes.
Exactly right. Our chances to win is we've got to put our bat on the ball. If we're striking out, that's easy for them. But if we put our bat on the ball, I'll take our chance. Our defense is, like I said, is getting better, and we're going to have to catch the outs against them. But we're going to have to play a perfect game to beat them. That's for sure.
You've got a lot of coaches as well, Rabbit, that I know, you know, you guys do it for pennies on a dollar. You get paid, but again, pennies on the dollar. But you do it because you love high school sports. You love the kids. And, yep. You know, one person can't do it all.
Oh, absolutely. And I can't do this when you talk about 45 kids. If you want to give them quality practices, you got to have great help. And I've got great help. I've had Tracy Opie King with me for 20 years. We played softball together for 20 before that. Couldn't do without him. And when I quit, I'm sure he'll quit. Or when he quits, I quit. We're kind of a package deal. And I got Chris Applegate, who's been with us as well. And we get paid, like you said, for varsity. But Chris Applegate's at every middle school practice with me and every middle school game that he can come to that we're not playing and puts in all the extra time. And always, anytime I ask him to do something, he's there. Same with Mike Cuff, who's been with softball programs before me, and the knowledge he has and how much he helps us and how great he is with the kids. We got Lexi Cooper, who's working with some of our younger pitchers and helping them out, and Shelby Thompson's working with some of our catchers in the middle school program. So the help we got is amazing. Couldn't do it without them.
I know one day, hopefully, you get a field of some sort. The softball program deserves a field. They deserve their own home, and hopefully school system makes that work. But these kids deserve their own facility and their own home.
You're absolutely right. I thought we was going to work out something with the boys' club, which I was tickled to death. I think the boys' club's is such a beautiful field. And again, I don't know how many times that umpires have come to our field and talked about how it's one of the better fields they've seen all year, and that's Roger Barnett, of course. That's not worked out. I'm being told that they're building us a field.
Hopefully that comes to fruition, because those girls certainly deserve it. Looking at the region, Rabbit, I know you guys haven't played Montgomery, but looks like Montgomery and Harrison may be the top two teams. You played Harrison. Again, you got beat 8-0, but played them a full game, and again, you said, you know, no moral victories, but you play a team like that that's power every single year. It shows your girls what we have to work for to compete with teams like this.
Absolutely. We're scheduled to play Montgomery, and it got rained out. But we live in an area, 10th region, where, you know, there's six or eight teams that can beat us and can beat us and have beat us. And then we're right here next to the 16th region where there's 10 teams there that we can play and they can beat us and will beat us. But we can also compete with all those. So we live in a great area where we can play teams to where push us to get better. But Harrison Montgomery is top-notch. And, of course, Bracken and Pendleton is right there. And then Campbell as well. Those are teams that we have to play perfect to beat. But we're not as scared of them. We'd love to play them.
Anything else you want to mention this morning right before we wrap up?
Thanks to Roger Byrne. I can't mention his name enough. Jimmy Brown does a lot for us at the field and whenever we need anything. All our sponsors, our banner sponsors, that if it weren't for them, we don't get to take these trips to Tennessee and buy the stuff that we get. And our parents who always step up whenever I ask them to do something. They work in concessions or work in the admission. And it takes a village, and we've got great support, and we appreciate everybody that helps us out.
It's crazy how technology has changed the game. You know, I'm on Game Changer, where if I'm eating at a restaurant, it's like, okay, I'm going to check in the box score, and you have somebody that does that. And there's video as well you can watch and whatnot. So, again, I know you've played sports for a long time, but I never thought I could sit at a restaurant in town and ball one, strike one,
yes,
two outs, and know what the Lady Royals are doing.
I appreciate your support, and you're right. Technology's great. You know, texting. You know, we can text 20 kids at one, hey, we got practice tomorrow night 5 to 7. I remember when my dad, Coach Nato, he'd leave for work. He left me the job to call the kids because he coached us to tell them when practice was. So 2.5 hours later, after I've called 12 kids, half of them didn't answer. Of course, I'm dialing with the
rotary phone. I do remember rotary phone.
Yeah, so that's a 2-hour process now, just one touch of the button. So, yes, technology has been great for us.
Rabbit, best of luck this weekend, and best of luck rest of the year.
Thank you, Travis.
Again, that was Mason County Lady Royals softball coach Brian Littleton. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and wrap up Sports Talk right after this message.
The Bank of Maysville has a long history of building relationships with the businesses in our community. The Bank of Maysville is not just a bank, but a true business partner. That's why they offer a comprehensive range of business services, from a traditional business checking account to online banking. Whether your company is a farm, manufacturing business, professional practice, or nonprofit organization, the Bank of Maysville can help you manage your resources more efficiently. Find out more about what the Bank of Maysville can do for your business. The Bank of Maysville, since 1835. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The All-A Classic State Softball Tournament is this weekend in Owensboro. Bracken County is in Pool D with Belfry, Livingston Central, and Louisville Holy Cross. The top two teams will advance to the quarterfinals on Sunday. Bracken County is guaranteed at least 3 games. They'll start Saturday morning at 10 a.m. versus Belfry, then at 1:30 versus Livingston Central, and at 5 o'clock versus Louisville Holy Cross. The Bracken County baseball team will play Sayre in the quarterfinals of the All-A State Tournament on Saturday at 5:30 at EKU. The semifinals and finals are Sunday. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this week. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone out there has a great weekend. Sports Talk will return next Friday.